The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry.
And I am Zach Murillo, filling in for Kelvin Wong.
Kelvin Wong was unable to make it to the show today, but we have Zach Murillo here, who is just as awesome. So shout out to Kelvin. I hope everything's doing all right over there.
Yeah, man, hope you're listening.
On this week's episode, we're going to look for our biggest fan. We'll give you some more details later on that. Also, either in 60 seconds, we're going to give away an unclaimed prize today. Also, what are your hopes and dreams? What do you hope to become? What do you hope to do? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And lingerie football coming to Toronto.
Woo!
Nice. What is it? And what are your views on that? And that and much more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start you off with the wonderful lingerie football. So, I'm going to give you just a couple pointers of what this lingerie football actually is. Now, first of all, here's a little bit of history behind it. It was first played at the 2004 Super Bowl halftime. And I guess it gained so much popularity that all of a sudden there is now an actual league of lingerie football. And now Toronto is ever so fortunate enough to have their own team for the 2011 football season. So there's actually auditions coming up as well for... What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the time.
Oh, no, the time's okay. We're good. It's only like 7 o'clock. Okay, we just started, so it's not going to be going away anytime soon. So, you know, I don't think the hour can go by in like 30 seconds. I don't think that's possible. But anyways, no, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a full contact sport. So that should be even more fun to watch. Full contact. Oh yes. And there's going to be 15 teams, and one of them, luckily, is Toronto. Zach, what do you think?
I think just the name intrigues me. Like, as soon as I saw this on the little handout you gave me of what we're going to be doing on the show today, I was like, lingerie football. I think I saw that in the newspaper today. That intrigues me. I want to find out more about this. So I haven't looked too much into it, but it sounds interesting. I remember
it's
a lot of people
sick.
Talking about it back during the Super Bowl back in 2004. Nice. And I'm like, damn it, I miss it. I wish I missed it.
But now you
that.
Can actually go to a live game in Toronto. How sick is that?
There's going to be lots of friends in Toronto, my friend.
That's very true. So we got to keep an eye on that. So if we ever do go, we are going to watch, I'd say a Leaf game, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to a Jays game, right?
Football. It would be the Argos.
The Argos. We're going to go see the Argos play, right? We're not going to go see this, whatever, the Lady Argos. No, we're not going to see those. Those don't even exist in our mind.
Sure,
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
Wink,
yes, yes.
Wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But anyways, so yeah, it's going to be like 7-on-7. It'll be like the actual U.S. League of football. So it's those rules, you know, that field size, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's coming to Toronto. So if you want to audition, go to thetorontosun.com or just Google Lingerie Football Toronto, and you can look up the auditions, emails, phone, whatever. Do you have what it takes?
Not me.
Well, I would hope you don't have. I would hope you don't have what it takes to be on the ladies' football team. Are there any ladies?
Well, wait. What? It says lingerie. It doesn't say ladies.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking lingerie football. In the picture I saw, it's girls in lingerie playing football.
Well, that's what it's supposed
to
be.
What I want to know is who are their cheerleaders.
Oh, dear God. That's all I have to say to that.
Yeah, let's keep moving. Let's go back to the lingerie part.
So anyways, guys, anybody who's listening, do you think that play lingerie football? Do you think you have what it takes
to put on skimpy outfits and
skimpy,
play football?
Skimpy, not skippy. Skimpy. M, skimpy. M, skim, skim, skimpy. That's how it goes. Skimpy outfits and then just go and play football. And of course, don't worry, there will be padding to protect the valuables, of course.
On the other hand, it's full contact.
That'll be interesting.
Lots of beer being sold
Girl
at those
fights.
Games. Cat fights, yes.
Meow, you stole the ball. No, I didn't. You didn't. Oh, dear. What we do in the studio that you guys can't see.
You know what? Because there's going to be so many guys going out to see these games, and there's going to be so many angry girlfriends, I volunteer myself to watch after the girlfriends while the boyfriends go out and watch the game.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful idea.
I am just that dedicated.
But you don't have a girlfriend.
I don't have to. I'm watching everybody else's.
Ah.
It's like babysitting.
Ah. But wouldn't you want to go to this football thing?
I'm just that dedicated and I'm that much of a good person that I will let everybody else go while I watch their girlfriends.
Fair enough. I don't know.
We'll see how well that goes over.
I swear, if there comes any cheating stories out of this, I am not going to be happy with you. I'm very, very disappointed in you, good sir.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when this actually gets to Toronto.
Very excited indeed. Same. Because it's just a new sport. Not that I'd, go and see it or anything.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, is there anybody out there who thinks they have what it takes to go on the Toronto's lingerie football team? Let us know. We've got Twitter, Where Windblows Are. You can get it. Let us know on Skype at Where Windblows Radio. Also, facebook.com/WhereTheWindBlows. Or my personal favorite, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Do you have what it takes to join the women's lingerie football team here in Toronto? And if you have a boyfriend, I would highly suggest that should be on hiatus during the season.
Yeah.
Call
me.
Or just call Zach. Yeah, that'll work too. Because he'll babysit. I don't know how well the babysitting would go for the guy though.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah, we got that under control. We'll definitely figure that out. So on that note, actually, the next song that we're gonna play is actually perfectly coincides with this topic. So now we're going to play a wonderful song by Meatloaf, "All Revved Up," with no place to go. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Meatloaf.
And you are nothing but a lonely girl, but you are something.
You're listening to the Centennial Internet Radio Program, Where the Wind Blows, live with Eric Terry and Kelvin Wong. Gentlemen, that was Photographed by Def Leppard, and earlier we were just talking about the lingerie football, and we got a couple messages. So I'm going to go to the BlackBerry. Now, if you don't have us on the BlackBerry Messenger group contact, then you can find the barcode on our page. under wall photos. Now, I've got a couple here. One from Erin, she says, yes! From Armenia, I said, I got more than what it takes, at least 80 pounds more. I wonder if they're accepting overachievers. I think that one was probably one of my favorite replies, because that was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, that was pretty awesome. Alrighty, so we're going to moving on now from the lingerie. I know.
can we stay there for a little, for a couple minutes longer?
I'm sorry, but we have a time limit. Oh. I'm sorry, Zach. You know, maybe we can continue this conversation after the show.
It's kind of like one of those little kids that goes in with their parents. Well, to I don't like want to leave the toy to store like a list, yet. No, more like, I was thinking more like going into like a lingerie store with like their parents and like.
I don't want to leave. That's awesome. Moving on, guys. We're gonna talk about what your biggest dreams are. Realistically, not say I want to meet. You know. I want to live in the Arctic and be the warmest person on the face of the earth. No, it doesn't work like that. Or, you know, I want to be the biggest, you know, pop star, the biggest this, and I want to be.
Well,
this.
That could be realistic.
It's true,
possibly.
Yeah. It depends on your talents as well. Or you're like, I want to be.
Okay, if you're a horrible singer and you want to be like Britney
Spears.
Don't
even. Like, say, I want to be a unicorn. No, that's not your biggest dream.
Sorry, little Susie, that's not happening.
Oh, damn it. But our biggest dreams. You know, career-wise, you know, your life path. Like, where do you want to end up? I don't know. What about you? Like, what do you want to end up, Zach?
I want to be a voice actor. That's always been my dream ever since I was a little kid and watched shows like Sailor Moon and Pokemon. I've wanted to be and the Disney movies. I've wanted to be a voice actor. I wanted to voice act for television, for cartoon shows, for like Disney movies. Like, I could do Cars.
Nice.
I could do that. I want to do that. That's partially why I'm also getting into the radio program here and want to get into a radio internship over the summer and nice. After I'm done this program so I can become a voice actor.
Do you have any place in mind for internship? Because I know Q does it. Q107 does it.
Q107, maybe Z103.5.
That
maybe
was not
Edge.
Subliminal advertising, by the way, guys.
No.
Classic
no.
CILQ. CILQ. Classic Rock. Q107. I could be a voice actor too.
Yeah,
not bad.
I can see you more as a popular radio host though.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That would be.
Who knows? Maybe this little small college internet radio program will help me get there, which Same. Actually segues into what I want to get into. When I got into college, I wanted to get into I wanted to get into film production, get into directing and stuff like that. But ever since I started the radio, this internet radio show. I've kind of been on the fence about, do I want to get into radio hosting or do I want to actually still pursue my dream of directing and stuff? Well, a couple weeks ago, I went to Q107, as most of you guys know, yep. And I had a tour with Ryan Parker, who is one of the hosts of the morning show with his John Derringer in the morning. And when I walked into that building, I said to myself, you know what? This is what I want to do. This is exactly what I want to do. Okay, no. I thought I had a mention on the Skype here, but it's one of those spam ones, so never mind. It says here, do you know you can get paid from wireless bills and legally get your cell services free like me? Do I care?
Not really.
She has low dreams. She has, you know, very... She set the bar low for her dreams.
Yep.
But anyways. So I'm looking out at the Skype at the BlackBerry. What are your guys' dreams? Like, where do you want to go? We've got someone typing on the BlackBerry, so... No, hopefully, pardon me, so she'll be, this person will be finishing what they are typing in a few minutes, seconds preferably. But no, yeah, I want to get into radio because, you know, especially after, first of all, that interview, that tour with Q107, which, by the way, was awesome. They've got a slide from the third floor to the first floor. I mean, how cool is that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, where do you get the budget for that? Really?
Well, they're with Chorus Entertainment.
Oh, that's true. That yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, imagine what YTV Studios is like. Holy crap.
Oh my god, that's amazing. But no, I think that'd be actually it's something that I want to do now. It's not something that I originally planned to. And it's kind of funny because originally like for the longest time I was like I want to get into directing. And I was so focused on that. And that's all I wanted to do. And then I get here and it's like, oh, so there are other things that I can do. It's funny. My mom went to the psychic a couple years ago and she's like, you know what? The psychic told me that you're not going to get into the field that you were planning on going into college. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, I want to get into directing, you know, hands down. And now I'm looking back, I was like, whoa.
Trippy.
It's trippy. I normally don't believe in psychics and stuff like that, but that
sometimes
was pretty sick.
Sometimes they're right.
Sometimes they do. Yeah. If you don't watch Bobby Lee on Mad TV, do you?
I do sometimes, yeah.
And sometimes I do. Oh my goodness, I can be so stereotypical, it's not even funny.
So weird.
I got some, Simone decided that she said, this is her dream for fun. So I guess we'll figure out what that means. She says, model for my own suicide girl set, you know, but her career dream, is to work in the, I don't know how to say that word, sorry Simone, the neonatal, there we go, intensive care unit at SickKids Hospital. That's a pretty awesome goal, and if I'm not mistaken, she's actually in school right now for nursing at Ryerson University.
Nice.
And I did an interview with her for my Go Transit assignment, and for school, and pardon me, and we kind of got talking, and she has an internship at in Oshawa. At the what does the back of my shirt say?
I don't know. The chair's in the way.
Okay.
Oh, AIDS committee.
The AIDS committee of Durham Region, and I think that's AIDS committee. The AIDS committee of Durham Region, and she's working with making sure that anybody who does do drugs via a needle, making sure that they get clean needles.
That's actually awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's definitely an interesting job, but you know it's a job's a job at this point, right?
It's a good life goal.
And but apparently her co-op is all done now, and she's very upset about that. But you know what? That's okay.
As for your for fun dream, that's pretty fun. That's pretty awesome.
Fun. That sounds pretty fun.
Do you know what it means, E.T.?
I know exactly what it means.
Inside joke. If you out there don't know what it means, sorry, we're not allowed to tell you.
Oh. Please.
Sorry, no, radio no, no, no. rules. Sorry. Ask Simone.
ask Simone. Her Facebook page is... No, just kidding. So, hopes and dreams. Looking for more people out there who want to actually, you know, tell us what their dreams are. I've got nothing here so far. But other than Simone, Zach, and myself, so if you want to share with us your dream, and what you want to where you want your life to head and where you want it to go, or you know if you got a dream job or something like that, feel free to let us know. Just give us a call at 416-289-5000 extension 8615. I think I should slow that down so that people understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you that for a while. You talk way too fast.
Shut up.
You talk way too fast.
What was that? No, just kidding. 416-289-5000 extension 8615. Or even if you're one of those, or even what you're a listener who has already been in school, what was your dream when you were in school where you wanted to get into, and where did you end up now?
Did you get where you wanted to go?
Exactly. Did you accomplish that dream? Did you manage to fulfill your life destiny, if you want to put it that way? Let us know too, so, because I know that there are some adults who listen to the show as well, and it would be really neat to know if they also were able to follow and you know pursue and get to that dream of theirs, which would be pretty awesome. So other than that, by the looks of it, we seem to be moving on. And so I'm going to go back to what we're talking about here. So coming up, we're going to play Either or in 60 seconds. And you know what that means, guys. Grab your pencils or your keyboard, and we're going to play Either or in 60 seconds. We're going to go for another music break, starting things off with Reliant K. And if you don't know what this is, let me tell you what it is. For example, Zach, give us an example, actually.
Of Either or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so... Quick example. I'll give you guys a couple of quick examples that we did a couple of weeks ago. Pepsi or Coke? Sprite or 7-Up?
Well, not just pop, but like, you know, sandals.
I know other stuff.
Sandals, shoes, Magpies.
I was getting this.
Fine, be that way.
Nike or Adidas? Ferrari or...
Bugatti.
Bugatti, yeah.
Definitely going for the Bugatti there.
Yep, Bugatti.
So, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to answer all your questions in 60 seconds. Now, we actually have an incentive this time. We have an unclaimed prize that we are going to be giving away. So listen carefully. I know it's very sad, but you know, if people don't, you know, get back in contact with me, then that's their own problem, not mine.
If they don't want their prize, we're giving it away. Sorry.
Prize is a signed 20th episode poster that's signed by Calvin, Zach, Aaron, and myself. And also you get the first 20 episodes on CDs and with cover and all, which is also signed. So, and then also, and you also get to co-host on the show that night as well. So it's that's what we're giving away for this particular game right now. So grab your pencils, grab your pens, grab your keyboard. If you're listening, your keyboard's kind of already in front of you. So just just type out a bunch of questions. Make sure that, you know, hopefully your goal obviously is to make sure that, you know, it tries to exceed the 60 seconds to try and stop me. That is your goal, but I'm a fast talker, and
you've got to have a lot.
You got to have a lot. Well, depending on how fast they go, maybe we should change it to 30 seconds.
I'm gonna write a bunch down so that I'll take up 30 seconds. You guys take up the other half. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, sounds good. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to get a hold, if you want to participate, just so you know, the most fun way to do this is audio. So give us a Skype call. Where Wind Blows Radio, or if you have me on Skype, you can do that there as well. Also, you can give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Or what you can also do, you know, let us, you know, send us a direct message on Twitter, give us your number, and we'll give you a call here from the studio. And same thing on Facebook, you know, you can send us a message on Facebook. If you post it on the wall, we'll delete it right away, obviously. And you can then we'll give you a call if, let's say, you can't do long distance or you don't have Skype. So, once again, guys, if you want to play the either or in 60 seconds, give us a call. Make sure you write this down, guys, because if you don't write this down, we don't want to forget the number. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You can Skype us at Where Wind Blows Radio. That's all one word, guys, no underscores, dots, or dashes. And if you can't access us that way, you can send us a direct message on Twitter, which is Where Wind Blows R, and let us know on Facebook or BBM as well. Or just if you have any personal contact information of mine, you can let me know there as well. So with that being said, we're going to start you off with some Reliant K, and that song is called Must Have Done Something Right. Remember, guys, either or in 60 seconds. It's pretty fun. And there's actually a prize at stake this time. So Zach can't win. And Calvin, if you're listening, neither can you. Sorry, Zach. Alrighty, guys. Starting off with Reliant K with Must Have Done Something Right. Because we make a good team. But yours would look better than mine. Because you're out of my league. And I know that it's something shame.
Okay. person you could.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth. Closer to where I started, I'm chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you, letting go of all I've ever longed to. I'm standing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows with your host, Eric Terry.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And we were still kind of waiting for some people to give us some to play Either or in 60 Seconds with us. We're going to give them just a few more minutes, but for the time being, did you hear any weird news at all today by any chance?
Weird news today? No, why? Oh, okay, sure, why?
I'm just trying to fill some airtime.
Oh, I didn't catch on to that hint. Okay, well, I guess we can talk about the one weird news that everybody's been hearing about.
What's that?
Charlie Sheen.
To be quite honest, I am not completely familiar with the story.
Okay, well.
I'm not 100% familiar. You know what? I have a better idea. Have you ever had any internet gaming addictions?
Okay, I guess we're skipping Charlie Sheen. When I was little, yes.
What game was it?
RuneScape. Everyone was into that when I was a child. But as soon as I hit 10, I was like, no, not anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Why?
Because I think I might have a problem.
Which game?
I have this app on my iPod.
Oh, those are the worst.
There's a, it's called, hold on, let me just get it here. It's called Smurfville.
Okay.
He knows what I'm talking about now. It's funny because people that I'm close with, Aaron is my friend Aaron. She gets every time I say like I look at my iPod and be like, look, something's ready to harvest, and she just looks at me with complete and utter disgust. It's quite funny, but no, it's like Farmville, but with the Smurfs.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Glad somebody else agrees with me.
I've never played it before, so it does seem kind of weird, but it does sound awesome as well.
It is pretty awesome. So it was funny because I started playing it, and I was like, this is awesome. Did you know, quick fun fact for you, the Smurfs were originated in the Netherlands.
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It just doesn't surprise me.
Are you saying that Holland is full of little blue people?
No, but their minds are.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, everyone else just got confused. I guess no one else gets that. Okay, Moving on.
Alicia has told us that her gaming addiction, I'm not sure if it is or was, but it was Neopets. I remember,
oh my God,
I remember that game. Neopets. Oh my goodness, that was amazing. Simone agrees with me about the Smurfs, by the way, that the Smurf app is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like Farmville, but with the Smurfs. How awesome is that?
Yeah. Oh, another one. Another one. Pokemon. The original Pokemon games for the Game Boy Color. Any of you out there who played Pokemon, you know what I'm talking about.
Pokemon.
Most addicting. Like the original 150. Not all this new ones where it's like, oh, now we've had over 600. No, the original.
The original. I like the yellow one.
Yellow, yes.
Yellow was my favorite.
The beginning of Pokemon actually following you. That was, I like that.
I love that. That was my favorite. That was my favorite one. And, oh, I love that game. I love Pokemon is awesome. It's the bomb.
Yes.
I love it.
It's the most enduring, like, anything game. Game saga besides Mario.
Saga?
Like, Nintendo has come up with the best stuff in the world. They came up with Mario. They came up with Donkey Kong. They came up with Zelda. They came up with Pokemon. Yeah. Biggest franchise.
Yeah, so I've come to so as I was telling you that my buddy, Aaron, who's regularly in the studio, remember how I said that she absolutely does not like that I'm playing this game? Well, I just got a message saying Smurfs are not awesome. See? Like, look. Look, Zach. See? Oh, wait, what's black screen? Look at that.
Blasphemy, Aaron.
Ow,
blasphemy.
My earball.
Sorry. Blasphemy.
Thank you.
What the heck?
Jeez.
Smurfs are awesome.
Smurfs are the
bomb. She must not have grown up with Smurfs.
Maybe not. No. Pokemon, though.
Pokemon. Everyone grew up with that.
Pokemon.
The original shows.
Pokemon is the shit. I love it. Absolutely love Pokemon. But I guess since we've got nobody who is wanting to play Either or in 60 seconds with us, I think I'll give it about one more minute because there's that 1 minute delay. So if there is anybody who wants to play, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, or Skype call us at Where Wind Blows Radio. I will give you, so you've got that And I'll give it about one more minute because I do have an epic announcement for you guys. We have a contest coming up that we promise will have an epic prize pack. The ultimate Where the Wind Blows prize pack.
Okay.
It's going to be freaking awesome. And we're going to explain that into more detail. And,
well, until then, let's keep talking about Pokemon. Or
let's keep talking about Pokemon because I hear somebody's actually coming up with some questions here. So this should be hopefully that they'll call within the next, like, you know, 9 minutes.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
I love Pokemon.
Yes.
Check this out. When I think I was in grade 3, for Halloween, I actually dressed up as Ash Ketchum. I had the Pokeball and I had the costume. I had the freaking hat. I had the hat, the gloves, and everything.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Oh, Pokemon is definitely the shit. And if you grew up in the 90s and was not a Pokemon appreciator,
then you can go burn in hell.
I wouldn't go that far cuz I know people who are very close to me that grew up in that era and was not
really. I don't know anybody who grew up with me and didn't like Pokemon.
Actually, you do. Like, well, I grew up with you, but you know this this one person who did not like Pokemon. Actually, it happens to be the same person who does not like the Smurfs.
What is wrong with you, Aaron?
Oh, jeez, I know.
If you're listening,
but you know what?
What is wrong with you?
But you know
need
what?
To watch these shows.
But you know what? But we all do love her, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay,
but no,
fine.
I love. Thank you. But no, I'd love, like, Pokemon was. Were you now? I'm not sure if this was just like in my little clique in London when I was growing up there, but was for you. For you, Zach. Was it one of those things where you had to pick either Pokemon or Digimon, or could you have like a mixture of both? God. Or like if you like both, you were like looked down on.
No. It was kind of 50-50 for that in my school when I was growing up. It was like half people like Pokemon, half people like a third like Pokemon, a third like Digimon, and then the other third like both. And it was just like, why can't we all just get along?
I know. It's like it's either you like the Backstreet Boys or you liked NSYNC.
I didn't like either. Well, Backstreet Boys I liked more than NSYNC, but I didn't like either really.
Oh, okay, fair enough. But Pokemon. And then remember like the Pokemon cards where you knew which ones were fake and which ones were real? Like he had the purple back and they were kind of skinnier. Those were the fake Pokemon cards, and the real ones, like the blue back, and they were like fatter.
The Japanese made the originals, the Chinese made the fakes. That's how you knew.
Absolutely.
And if you tried licking them, you'd get bird flu.
Really? I wouldn't be surprised. And then what really bothered me was once like the original series was done, they just kept adding Pokemon and adding Pokemon and adding Pokemon. I'm like, what the hell?
To the point where now it's just like, you know, we're not even keeping the original story.
Oh, we got a call. We have a phone caller. Ooh. And do you remember to work that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so pick it up. Hurry up. Pick it up. Not on broadcast.
Hello?
Not on broadcast. It's handset for now. Well, as we're waiting,
Oh, hey, Aaron.
Oh, we've got Aaron on the phone, and do you want me to throw her on to broadcast here?
Yeah, sure. Let's throw her on to broadcast.
Okay, give us...
I think she has something to tell us.
Maybe.
Okay, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad.
That's good. So, are you calling us in regards to Pokemon Smurfs, or are you this whole question thing that we've been trying to get people to do?
I've got some questions.
You got some questions? You might want to turn the your internet radio off so there is no delay, so you don't get confused.
Okay, one second here.
Alrighty.
I thought she was going to rip on us because of the Pokemon and Digimon.
You're wasting your own time, bud.
I was waiting for you.
What?
I was waiting for you.
I was done, and you kept going. Oh, okay.
All right. Turn the receiver down a little bit. Wait. Sorry. My bad. Wrong one. Okay. You should be okay. Can you hear us all right, Aaron?
Really muffled.
Turn the sender down a little bit.
Sender. Yes.
Is that better for you?
A bit, yeah.
Okay. So, you've got some questions for us, so you tell us.
Yes, it's the 60-second thing.
60-second questions. Alrighty, so I'm going to give you a 3-second countdown, and we'll see what we can do and see if I can get through all your questions in 60 seconds. I've got the timer here. It's okay.
Yeah, you got
the timer? I do. Are you ready?
Yep.
Alrighty. 3, 2, 1, go.
Apple or orange juice?
Orange juice.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Chocolate milk or milk?
Chocolate milk.
Shower or bath?
We're going to go for a bath.
Big Bang Theory or Star Trek?
Big Bang Theory. I'm going to have to go with that one.
Spring or fall?
Fall.
Neopets or Smurfs?
Smurfs. All the way.
Pokemon or Digimon?
Pokemon.
TV or movies?
Movies.
PS2 or Xbox?
PS2.
Stars or the sun?
Stars?
Blankets or sheets?
Blankets.
Tobogganing or swimming?
Swimming.
BlackBerry or iPhone?
BlackBerry.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
McDonald's or Pizza Pizza?
McDonald's. 10 seconds.
Tim Hortons or Starbucks?
Tim Hortons.
Toy Story or Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo.
Done.
Oh, I beat you with 3 seconds to go. 3 seconds to go.
You should have had like two more questions.
Oh, but you know what? Since you were able to call, you know what? We'll give you the prize back anyways.
Woohoo!
Woo! I get a prize back.
It was an unclaimed prize of the 20th poster signed by the hosts, all 20 episodes on CDs and co-hosting, which is something you regularly do anyways.
Yay.
All right, so congrats to Aaron, and thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can hang up now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so congratulations to Aaron McCray for winning this week the unclaimed prize. Now, I do have something to tell you guys, this ultimate prize pack. Are you all ready for this awesomeness?
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready to rumble?
Woo!
Okay, so we are looking for our biggest, most dedicated fan. Now this is something we've never done here at Where the Wind Blows. So this should be something very interesting and something that, you know, should be a lot of fun to do as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, prepare for awesomeness.
Yes.
Ted first.
Go grab him.
Okay.
Quickly.
I will be back.
Zach will be back while I get this thing, while I explain this contest to you. We're looking for our biggest fan, ladies and gentlemen. So, we are... Do you think that you are our biggest fan? How are we going to figure this out? Let me tell you how. You're going to find a way to show us in the most creative way that you possibly can... that you are our biggest fan. For example, you know, do a short little video thing, you know, take a photo, you know, make a collage of different aspects of the show and or looking back on the show as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is up to you. You have 2 weeks to submit your entries to find out if you are our biggest fan. The ultimate prize pack, we'll have that for you next week. But just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are currently out of time. And we're going to send one song to you. And on behalf of everybody here on Where the Wind Blows, thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week. I am Eric Terry, and Zach Marilla has left the studio for a second. But he also says goodbye as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with the acoustic version of Celebrity Status by Marianas Trench. Have a great week, guys, and we will see you next week. Don't forget to tune into the Jukebox at 8:30, which is half an hour from now. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a wonderful evening. Push it until my luck is over. Never stops, stops, never stops. Will you?
Say what you say when the lights go.